When the Santa Rosa Symphony performs for the first time at the Green Music Center on Sunday afternoon, the concert hall will not be the only thing debuting for the orchestral audience. Opening the second half of the program is a new work commissioned for the occasion by Petaluma-based composer Nolan Gasser. That project, begun nearly 2 years ago, has crystallized as a 10-minute symphonic tone poem he's titled Sonoma Overture.
One thinks immediately of the beauty, and I certainly did want to have a good section of the piece as an homage to the glories of Sonoma County with the redwoods, the vineyards, and the pastures and all that. But I didn't want it just to be this sort of bucolic pastoral. I wanted to also have the piece evoke the energy and vitality of the county with its great cities, great industries. And so the piece tries to balance those.
An accomplished musician himself, as well as a musicologist and teacher, Gasser has written everything from jazz piano solos to opera, string quartets to popular songs. But unless he is writing for the keyboard, he prefers to keep away from the piano.
When you sit at the piano and you compose specifically at it, you tend to fall into patterns, what your fingers may want to do. And really the best ideas, or certainly many of the good ideas, come when my inner ear is active and I'll hear things. I have a keyboard in my office, but I tried as much as possible to compose free of any particular instrument.
When crafting a symphonic work, such as the Sonoma Overture, Gasser says the orchestral coloration is part of the process from the earliest stages.
An idea will come, and the first ideas are generally not a full orchestra, not that full canvas. It'll be sort of a principal idea, principal melody or rhythm with some accompanying idea. But I tend to just go straight to the orchestration. If I'm hearing something, often I'll hear it actually as a timbre. I'll actually hear it as a clarinet, or I'll hear it as the violins. When you're thinking about the fact that it's going to be, you know, the trombones or whatever, that obviously affects the way that the actual instrument is written for, because each instrument speaks in its own way and has its own strengths and weaknesses.
As the new work reached its final form, Nolan put together a composite keyboard version, which he shared with Santa Rosa Symphony conductor Bruno Ferrandis. But his first chance to actually hear what he had written came late this week.
The players get the music, and they basically rehearse Thursday night, two on Friday, and then one on Sunday. And these are relatively short rehearsals for the complexity of the music. Obviously, these are experienced players. If you add it all up, I think my piece will be rehearsed maybe an hour total.
So it's hardly surprising that the composer admits to anticipating that premiere performance Sunday afternoon with a mixture of excitement and anxiety.
Yeah, there's always nerves because a composer hears things in their head and hope that it translates to the page the way that they want it to, the way that it is in the ear. Oftentimes there's wonderful surprises, the tones and colors, the way the instruments combine to reveal surprises.
And if he feels the need to make a few little changes in the score afterward, Gasser will get a chance to hear them when the Sacramento Philharmonic gives his Sonoma Overture its second public performance next January. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.